You might find yourself questioning if you're truly an influential leader after I break down the actual behaviors and tasks of highly influential leaders. Then I'll help you identify areas of your leadership that you need to expand and develop in order to reach an elevated level of influence in your leadership. Regardless of your current level of leadership experience, I'm going to help you identify your current level of your leadership and what actions you can take to reach that higher level of influential leadership. I'm Philip Hilt, leadership coach. I work with ambitious leaders who are called to have a higher level of influence to positively impact their teams, drive business results, and ultimately advance their careers. To learn more strategies on how to reach a higher level of influence for your leadership, you can download my free PDF guide, Elevated Influence for Leaders. This guide is packed with strategies to help you get in the right mindset and reflect on where you're at in your leadership journey and how to become a more influential leader. You can download that today. The link is in my bio and in the notes. I'm going to share with you the five levels of leadership. These levels of leadership are not tied to job titles. So when I say level, I don't mean like supervisor, manager, senior manager. It's not tied to an actual job title. I'm talking about the actual behaviors and tasks that are performed at these different levels. As I go through these five different levels of leadership, I want you to reflect on your behaviors and tasks in your current leadership role. This will help you identify what level you're currently at, regardless of your job title. Going through this exercise and identifying what level you're at is key to better understanding what behaviors and leadership development focuses you need to work on in order to get to that next level in your leadership. The five levels are influencing without authority, supervising, managing, empowering, and influencing. The fifth level of influencing is where you want to be. This is where you're having the most influence as a leader, regardless of the job title, whether you're a senior manager, director, or executive, you can reach this level of influence. After better understanding what level you're at and what it takes to become a truly influential leader, you're going to better identify what behaviors and tasks you need to drop and leave behind in order to focus on the behaviors and tasks that are going to help you elevate to that next level of leadership. Identifying those tasks that are no longer needed is critical. Elevating your level of influence and advancing your career forward is not all about doing new things or more tasks. It's about letting go of the tasks you should no longer be working on. It's about delegating so you can focus your energy on the things that are important to influential leaders. So let's get started. The first level of leadership is leading without authority. You can think about this level as people that are in associate level roles that don't have direct authority over anyone, but they're probably interested in growing and developing into a leader someday. Although someone in this level might not actually have a leadership title, they might be performing some leadership activities. These activities could include delivering directive to their peers or bridging the gap between the frontline workers and the management. This type of leader might take on more leadership responsibilities even if there's no compensation change for it. Helping to deliver tasks, train their peers, and improve their communication skills is how these leaders develop their skills, which will ultimately help them get to the next level in their leadership. The second level of leadership is supervising. These leaders are the frontline leaders of the organization. They spend most of their time on administrative tasks, leading small teams, and performing the day-to-day responsibilities of a small group of people. Supervising leadership means being responsible for delivering and assigning work. It also includes training others to perform the work. Supervising leadership also means being that communication conduit between their team and other teams in the organization. The third level of leadership is a managing leader. This leader is responsible for leading multiple teams that also have leaders inside those teams as well. They are responsible for administering the strategy to promote, effectiveness, efficiency, and the strategy of the organization. Day-to-day responsibility of a managing leader is to lead small teams and determine how to measure the quality, effectiveness, and efficiency of the work being produced. Managing leaders start to have a higher level of impact on the actual organization and how it obtains results. Unlike the first two levels, a managing leader has direct impact on how the business is performing and is able to make changes to help the process more efficient. The fourth level of leadership is empowering leaders. This level of leadership is all about trusting and empowering your team to deliver the results using their skills and their mindset to accomplish goals. Empowering leaders let go of control of doing the operational task. Instead, they empower their team to perform the work and execute with minimal supervision. Leaders at this level become more visionary than those previous levels and start to focus on how to drive business results further. A key component of empowering leadership is motivating others to perform the work at a high standard that aligns with this leader's vision. Empowering leaders define and monitor the KPIs of the business. They develop the leaders that work for them to align with this vision and drive teams to perform to meet the goals. An empowering leader has almost no direct involvement in the day-to-day operations of the business. An empowering leader is trusting and empowering their leaders to execute at a high level. The fifth level of leadership is influencing. Influential leaders set the tone for the culture of the business and what the organization stands for. The actions, the inactions, the behaviors, and the language used by an influential leader has a significant impact on how the organization faces adversity and innovation. An influential leader is responsible for creating a strategy for the organization. This strategy is focused on growth, innovation, the culture of the company, and the overall success of everyone that works for it. Influential leaders monitor business results and then adjust their strategies to ensure the vision is met. Influential leaders model the highest level of conduct in order to lead by example and promote a positive, diverse, and innovative workforce. How influential leaders behave is critical to the success of the business and how engaged the workers are. Influential leaders lead with authenticity, vulnerability, and empathy to ensure they're connecting and aligning with the needs of the people. Those are the five levels of leadership. You could be an influential leader in a senior manager position or a CEO position. Even though you might have a management title, you might be operating under a supervisor level. So take the time to understand how you're behaving and operating to really understand what level you're on. Then use that to determine where you want to be, what level you want to achieve next. If you're ready to advance to the next level in your leadership journey, but you're not operating as an influential leader, it's so imperative to reflect on where you're at and what development strategies you need to put into place to help you get to that level of influence. Operating the same behaviors and performing the same task in your current role is not going to get you to the next level, especially if you want to be a highly influential leader. You'll need to think of the areas of your current work that are not allowing you to gain that advancement in your career. If you're struggling to delegate work and you find yourself caught in the weeds when you should be at a managing level or empowering level, you'll need to figure out how to develop skills to be a better delegator of the work and then focus more on strategy. It's important not to think of advancement in leadership as being tied to a certain amount of time in a role or meeting the bare minimum requirements for performance. You need to think of it in terms of these levels of leadership. If you're not acting as an influential leader in your current role, you can't be expected to be promoted to that next level. It's common to see leaders advance through the ranks that aren't familiar with the strategy part of leadership, and they're more focused on the operational and tactical side. But to get to that next level, you need to already be working with that influential leader mindset in order to be ready to make that leap to higher level leadership. If you've been promoted to a higher level role and you find yourself struggling to be influential and have a positive impact to your team, and you find yourself just working and grinding too hard, this might be a sign that you need to take a step back and focus on your tasks and behaviors that don't align with an influential leader. If this is happening to you, there's no judgment. I've actually been there myself. It's challenging as a leader to let go of the things you're really good at. It's hard to let go of the operational tasks that you can do in your sleep and move on to the more strategic strategies that you need to embody to reach a higher level of leadership and be truly influential. So my challenge for you is to identify what level of leadership you're currently on and then determine what parts you're missing to be an influential leader. And that's where your development journey starts. You need to start closing the gap to get closer to that influential leader level so you'll be ready to lead at a higher level and focus more on strategic type of leadership. To learn more strategies about elevating your influence as a leader, download my free guide, Elevated Influence for Leaders. This is the guide I wish I would have had when I was working through the ranks of leadership and better understanding what it means to truly be an influential leader. Download it today. You'll find a ton of value in it. Link is in my bio and in the notes. Until next time, I'm Philip Hilt, leadership coach. Take care.